For almost a quarter of the U.S. population, 9/11 is not a searing memory, but something to be learned about in a museum.
Those images are imprinted in our consciousness, but there's an entire generation of people, 25 years and younger, kids who were maybe too young to remember the events or born after 9/11, for whom this is history.
Dana Hytus traveled from Santa Rosa, California to visit the 9/11 Memorial and Museum in Lower Manhattan. She was just 11 years old on that fateful day.
I remember sitting in class watching it, and it's just always been something that's really stuck out to me, like my first thing in history that I've actually experienced. So this has kind of been something on my bucket list that I've wanted to do, so coming here was really important to me.
The museum typically welcomes about 8,000 visitors a day, but the pandemic has reduced that number to roughly 4,000, denting the museum's budget, which relies on ticket sales to cover 90% of its operating expenses. One of the most visited installations here at the museum is this, the last steel column removed from the ruins of the tower. It's covered with photographs, signatures, and mementos from the recovery crews and families of the victims. And Thula Katsimatidis lost her brother John on that day. She says the passage of time has not eased her pain.
But for someone like me, someone who endured this kind of a loss, 20 years really isn't that long. So when people ask me that question, it's really hard to answer because I feel like I think about John as if I lost him yesterday.
John Katsimatidis worked in the North Tower, where he was a bond trader for Cantor Fitzgerald, the Wall Street firm that lost a staggering 658 employees in the attacks. To help ensure the next generation never forgets, the museum has launched the Never Forget Fund, which raises money to pay for educational programs to teach young people about what happened on that day and its lasting impact on the world. This limited edition commemorative metal ticket is just one of the ways the fund is raising support.
We're encouraging people, give it to that teenager in your house. Give it to that college student. Mm-hmm. Encourage them. Here's your ticket. Learn what happened 20 years ago. Yeah. So it is a way of transmitting the history to the next generation while maintaining our own ability to commemorate.
A museum ticket costs $26, but the 8-acre Memorial Plaza, with its two reflecting pools covering the exact footprints of the original Twin Towers, is free and open year-round. Katsimatidis, who is also a museum trustee, says the space is an affirmation of life.
You know, you have the beautiful canopies of trees and all the beautiful green grass. And of course, it's open to the sky and the sound of the rushing water. Every once in a while, if you could see, we could see a little rainbow, right?
Yeah.
Which, how can that not give you hope, you know? And when we got here, the wind just spit the water up at us, which was awesome because I really felt like that was John sending me a message.
A message of hope and light while remembering one of our country's darkest days. Alexis Christophorus, Yahoo Finance.